Starting, we're about to start the new parak, the fifth parak of Brachos, the new volume two of your art scroll. Yerushalmi, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, Parak Ein Oyv De LaHispal. Okay, so you can't start to, you don't start Davening Shmoneh Esrei or Mitoch Kavod Reish unless you have a certain mindset. He says submission. The first Hasidim used to wait an hour. And Farshim over here, the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yonah, says that it literally means an hour. And we're going to, like, sometimes Shra'achas just means, you know, wait a moment or something. But here we know that Shra'achas means an hour. And I'm just going to leave it open. As we read the Gemara today, I'm going to have you tell me when we see Feirush in the Gemara that it must mean an hour literally. You probably know the answer already, most of you. So it's an hour before Mispalin, then they were Mispal, Kadeshikavim. So actually, it says 1 hour before, 1 hour after, an hour for the tefillah. Okay. What exactly did they do? It's not very clear. They clearly, I may as well give it away. So first of all, well, since we're talking about already, so you would think, since it says it was Hasidim Rishonim, that it doesn't refer to us, right? So we would expect in Shulchan Aruch for it not to say this. Let's take a look what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph. This simon is called Tzadik Gimel, Tzarech, Kaidim She Yispalo, Tzarech Lish Hos. You have to wait. We've all Dalet Sifim. The first Sif Aleph. Yesha Shah Achas Kaidim She Yispal Kaidim Shiakum Lispal Kadeshi Khalim Libala Mokum Shah Achas Acharatvila Shlotahe Nuris Olav Kamasa Yishama Maher Lotse's Middle. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, this is a black and white halacha for everybody. So clearly over here, it doesn't mean an hour. There's no halacha to wait an hour. So Rabbeinu Yonah was Makiach from the Gemara. That even though everywhere it says Shaw, it means a moment. But here, Shaw means a literal an hour. How do I know that from the Gemara? So I'm just going to tell you now, because the Gemara asked the question. If the Hasidim were involved an hour before, an hour davening, and an hour after, they daven three times a day, which adds up to 9 hours. Lachton hechanasis terosinit masan, you know, miskayemus. How were they makayim limunat Torah, and how were they able to have a, make a living? So the Yerushalmi answers me, talk chassidusam, they had a bracha in their learning and in their love. We're going to see that soon. So from the Gemara's question, you see Shaw means literal, because otherwise kash made no sense. But nonetheless, Rishabur says, but that mihu zela chassidim, that's for chassidim, obviously. And you also implies that they weren't learning. That's why I was bringing it down. Correct. What were they doing exactly? I'm not sure.
You can't check that off. We don't do Shabbos until we do that before Shabbos. It doesn't count. That's not Shabbos.
It counts, but in different categories.
Doesn't count for this.
Yeah.
It's not mm-hmm. that box. You can't check off two boxes at the same time.
Whatever it's a certain mindset of Hachna. However, they reached it. Okay. So let's go. So, Afil HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo, Lo Yeshivenu, even if the king asks about you, you shouldn't answer him. Mefarshim say we're talking about a Jewish king, not a Daisha king. If it was a Daisha king, you must respond because they're liable to kill you and be sacrificed to fascists. No. We're talking about in the middle of davening. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, even if the Melech asks how you're doing, you don't respond. Afil HaNachash Korach HaLakeva, Lo Yasek, even if it's a snake. Snakes are by definition just scary, but they're not necessarily dangerous unless they're specific, very rare snakes. That's correct. So you're not mafsik for davening. If it would be a scorpion, on the other hand, you are mafsik. The Mara Fulda says something really shrer over here. He writes, I'm sorry, the next one. Afilu nochash to suffer confashes kam kain who lo yafsik. Even a nochash that is a sub The bottom line of Mara Folda on the page. Take a look. He says something which is against the halacha, against all the Rishayim. The Safek Nefashas Gam Kein Lo Yafsek. Even a Safek Nefashas, you should also not be Mosek. I do believe that there's a sheet of Rashi like that in the Gemara that Tosis jumps on, but Uncle Bonham, it's not the whole. Okay, next. Okay, this is very, very interesting din. A person comes from travel, he's not allowed to be mispaal because you are unsettled. You can't think straight. You're nervous from you know, either way. Either he's having physical pain from the burdens of the derech, or because the whole derech was so dangerous. The Rambam says that this iser, how long does it extend? Someone who's bumping a derech, 3 days. 3 days. An hour is not going to help. You need 3 days to get back to yourself. Charlie, we don't have over there. We don't have more over there. If you want a big one, there's another. Okay.
So what about when Bobby's traveling? It's even worse. I mean, you have the Lord saying that we could,
That's correct. That's right. That's a good question. Okay, I'm not 100% sure. You're asking a good question. Again, the question for those online was that we had all the halachas of people who are davening while they're on the derech. And now we're talking about Bomer Derek. Why would there be a distinction? While you're on the Derek, you have to be Mispal. So surely when you're done with the Derek, you have to be Mispal. It's a great question. Matt Thompson Morris says, what's the Pasuk for us? We know what? L'chein shimino azos aniyo shkuras miyoy lo miyoy. It's talking about in the Pasuk chant in the Pasuk. What it's talking about is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael, you're going to be Chotem, and you're going to be punished, and you're going to be so full of tsaras, you're going to be drunk from tsaras, but you're going to be drunk, but not from wine. You're going to be drunk from the tsaras. So that means, so the implication is obvious. A person who's drunk cannot be mispaal. And so if you are shuras and you are drunk from tsaras, and it's compared to someone who's drunk, that means someone who shkuras from tsaras also cannot be mispaal. That's the drasha. It's a very nice drasha. Okay, so if you're drunk from agitation, from the journey, you cannot pray. Okay. We're on page 53, A1. Okay. Reb Zrikon, Reb Yachin, Reb Shamsi, you want to ask something? Nowadays, because we don't have kavana anyway, so the whole thing is out the window. Okay. Reb Zrikon, Reb Yachin, Reb Shamsi, Reb Shamsi, Reb Shamsi, this is the same thing as someone who's in distress. Now, the Haredim says, what's distress? Mitzar, mitzar, momon, or kav haguf. So I guess if you had a bad day in the market, like today, it went down 380 points. So maybe you don't have to Don Meyer. Not much dominating this year, right? Yeah, maybe. So Loma Stavra Element Hadin Kari, and it's unreasonable to from anywhere else except this pasuk with things we know also New York Cross from the same thing, same drush. Now, here's a braisa, Tony. Well, Yamin Army is Palel. When we talk Sikha, when we talk Sok, when we talk Kalasrok, when we talk from Batalum, when we talk Farashal Tyra. Now you can't do it from Sikha, ridicule, Skok is laughter, Kalasrok is irreverence, he says here. From Batalim. So, those who feel that they want it isn't tight. Those who want to. Oh, very good. So, I had the same kasha, Joey. I had a kasha from the sugya. The sugya in Isaac mitzvah, Patur ben mitzvah. The Gemara asks over there. That if he's that from Chosin, Chosin is Torah Tirda Shal Mitzvah. So you see, Tirda makes you preoccupied with the mitzvah, so you're part from the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, so if you're Torah, for or your mitznayer from avil, he should also be potter from the mitzvah. Yet he's chayav from the mitzvah sukkah. So my answer is hasam you tarter nashi. It's not like the exact language, but basically what it says is he causes the tear on himself. In other words, get control of yourself. Yes, you had a loss and it's a terrible thing, but you can't do that over here. It's very difficult. It's a steer of the circus. I didn't get a chance to look into it. I had this steer. It's a good question. Yeah. The Gemara seems to over there to be not so sympathetic to your personal situation, whereas over here, they seem to be much more sympathetic. Okay. Bavli. I don't know. I don't recall the Bavli saying Meitzar being potter from Tfil. I don't remember that. When you leave your friend, when you see your friend that you want to leave, so don't go see your friend you haven't seen for 20 years and say, let's go out to a movie together. And that's how you leave each other. No. You don't go to a movie. That's not a way to leave each other. You go and you say, tell me Advar Torah. Tell me Advar Halacha. Tell me Yerushalmi. Oh, and then you'll remember him. But the Nevi'im themselves, when they left us, so to speak, with their final message, they wouldn't leave us with bad news, so to speak, but they would leave with Shavach and the Chumash. Now, only something positive, right? So now the Gemara is going to ask on this. When it comes to Yirmiyahu, he did not end the Sefer Yirmiyahu. It ends with reprimand. Okay. In footnote 15, he says the final chapter, which is chapter 52. Talks about how Nebuchadnezzar and his army conquer Yerushalayim, destroy the first temple, capture Tzikiyo. It's not such good stuff. Okay, all right. So that's what's his name? That's Rabbi Lazar. No, even there he also concluded. Why? So shall Bavel sink. And then it says in the end, that's actually in the end of chapter 51. Okay, so there's 52 chapters. At the end of chapter 51, it's after the end of the chapter, it says, Kolu Divri Yirmiyahu, let's say, right? That's the end of it. Or Adhena, here he has Adhena Divri Yirmiyahu. Up until here is Divri Yirmiyahu. So what it means is that even though in the book, in the Sefer, Yirmiyahu, the last chapter, is not Divrei Nechama. But the way Yirmiyahu actually left us was with Divrei Nechama. Obviously, that last chapter was said in a different time. Ein Mukta Mumukha B'Taira. That was said prior to chapter 9, right? So that's Rabbi Yochanan Shit. If he was prophesizing concerning the destruction, you might think that that was the way he ended it. That's why it says, he ended with the downfall of those who are machar the Beis HaMikdash. Did not end with Tochacha. Now, the art scroll in footnote 20 says that some words of introduction are in order. I don't know if you're interested in reading the whole thing, but we will say what he says. Anyway, you have to give him a comment, right? Okay, so the introduction, he says that there are four books, Yeshaya, Malachi, which is the last book of the Treyaser, Koheles, and Echo. They end which seems to be a negative note. So, and he has an atrikon to remember this. Yud Sof Kof 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 Kof. Yud stands for Yeshaya. Tov stands for Treyaser, which is Malachi. And the Kof are Koheles and Kinos. So that's the way to remember the four books that end with what seemed seemingly bad. And he quotes the Pesukim. I'm not going to read the Pesukim here. They don't seem to be so good. So the Gemara is going to address some of them. First is a pasuk in Yeshaya. They roll in the chobaser. They will lie in disgrace before all mankind. So the Gemara answers, why the Chacham masking? He's referring to the guy, not referring to the Yid. Then the Gemara asks, that's the way Eicha ends. So now, actually, as you recall, but that's not the actual last pasuk. That's, we repeat that pasuk at the end, but the last pasuk, Kimos Mas Tanu, exactly, I don't remember the exact, Kimos Mas Tanu, yeah. So the Gemara says, as an answer to this, that what we're saying is bring us back on the top over here. So it says the Gemara answers that what in the penultimate verse, that's I guess the one before the end, we say that because we shall return, because even if you had utterly rejected us, you see, we are still, in other words, we're still faithful to you. In fact, in spite of the fact that you rejected us, we still want to come back to you. So it's like a reason. And so they work together. Because even though Mos Tano, so it's not working as a tochacha. We're kind of like using it as a reason why you should come back to us. Okay. Now. So Elisha also, when Eliyahu left him, they were talking together. Now the question is, what were they talking about? So one has different opinions. So first one is, what were they Isaac in? First opinion, so because it says the words, the daber over there by hehe maholchim haloch the daber. So the Gemara is going to dash in other pesukim which have the word dibur. That must be a hint of what they were talking about. So they were talking about Kriyat Shema. That's the first version. Second version, Rabbi Yehuda ben Plasi says, "Rabbi Yisrael, how you asking?" Because over there it says by the bria, it says "Bedvar Hashem Nashraim Nasim." So it says again, lashon of dibur talking about the bria. Third answer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shaydu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Amol, Nachamis Yerushalayim, how you asking? Knows the Kalbach right? So that's Nachamu, right? Right? Dabru, that again, they were talking about the Nachamu of Yerushalayim. Rabbanan Amrin, they were talking about the Merkava. Of course, when Eliyahu takes leave of Elisha, he goes up on a chariot of, you know, a fire, and horses of fire. So those chariots are like a remnant to the Merkava in which they were being osik. So here again, you see the idea that when you take leave of someone, I mean, he went out with a bang. It's like that. Like, I mean, what they were talking about the Reitar. Yeah. So it's either, again, well, the four. Time, tell me the four. Now, no, what are the four things that Eliyahu was talking about? Come on. Kriya Shema. First one, second one, huh? Kriya Soilam, Maisimachavah was the last one, and Yerushalayim was the fourth, right? Very good, just checking. You don't stand except from halacha, a clear halacha ruling.
But this is showing you that they learned before they got it.
This is a different halacha altogether.
Yeah.
This is a different halacha. This has nothing to do with the not necessarily a different altogether, but I don't believe this is referring to the Shoah Achas of the hour. This is like the right before you begin to daven, there should be a halacha. And right, the Rishonim all speak out. That's why we say Ashrei before we start to daven. Tosfos mentions that, right? That it should be a kiyum of this halacha. Okay. I don't know. You're raising a point which I didn't think about, which is is this halacha connected to the Shah Achas halacha or not?
So you really should be.
We said it. We said it. What? Elamita Dovar Shaltara. I see what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Got it. I mean,
it could be now or that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Yamada is following. We talked in Shalhawaf. Next, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omar, Ha'isim Katzar Chetziribor, Ka'osek B'Dari Torah. So this is the famous rule. This Yerushalmi, Tosis in Brachas actually quotes this Yerushalmi. What's it mean? What's it mean that a person's Ha'isim Katzar Chetziribor is like his Ha'isim in Torah? What's the relevance? So it either means for what we just said. So if you're Ha'isim Katzar Chetziribor, you could go from that. I mean, I guess let's take the simplest, most mundane example. You had a meeting, okay, that's if you call that being Isaac and Sarah Hitzibra. So you had a meeting and you talked about the that had a result, and you know, and you were discussing something that had to do with the Tzibur, and you could go theoretically directly from that meeting to davening. No, that's why it's that's correct. That an Isaac with Tzarkei Tzibur is considered like an Isaac with Torah, and we just said that that's what you need to do to that's one shot in the Yerushalmi. And that's the juxtaposition of these two mamarim together. No, that's not Tzarkei Tzibur. No, unless you're driving Byron Cutler on his way to be Isaac in, you know, in the Hatzalo. You know, maybe that, yeah. Okay. There was another one. What was the other one? There was another implication here. Just 1 second. It was variant D. Yeah. I remember Rabbi Weinreb once told me that he was involved in a meeting with Rabbi Heinemann and other people in New York about something. Did he really? See, I remember he told us this story that, and it came time for Mincha, and he thought that he was going to get up and start davening Mincha, and they all looked at him and said, we're not stopping. They plowed right through the meeting, right through Zman Mincha. They didn't daven Mincha, and the Mishnah Berurah says, and you don't, you're not mashlim. You're put there from the tefillah altogether. Right. And I think also in footnote in the interpretive variants D, I think he talks about that. It's an interesting rule. Yes, Mishnah Berurah actually says that if you can, you should try not to move off the tefillah. I don't know. I guess they didn't hold from that. Next page 53b. Rav Chuna Amar. Now we're going to have examples of what a halacha psuka are. I don't know all these halachas you're familiar with. We go through them fairly quickly. Harati b'king akadol yishas mishmeres of shivan akiyam. Right, a woman sees even a small drop of blood, she wakes shivan akiyam. The kama mitzali, and once he would say this halacha doesn't require any pilpul, and it wouldn't preoccupy his mind during the davening. This is straightforward. Another one, Zar Bar Chinen Omer Hamekas Dam B'Kach Shemal. Od Hu Mahalachas Ketzuvos. That's someone who's Mekas Dam. That means that you go ahead he lets blood out of an animal that's Kodesh. So the blood has a halach of Kodesh, and if you're nena from it, like you feed it to your dog, for instance, that's considered Me'ila. Now, normally the footnotes point out, the Mefarshim point out. Normally, there's no mi'ila by dam, because it says chapar nasativ lo lemi'ila. I gave dam to be mechaper for us, but the difference is that's only acher b'shchita. Mechayim, it's still shayach hakaz mi'ila. Okay, so I mean, once you start thinking about the difference between, you know, whether it's lachamisa and mechayim, so now it's already not so not so straightforward. I wasn't sure about that. Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying it's not as straightforward. You know, it's not a straightforward rule. You have to be machalic. You know, I just thought, like, where do you draw the line for the straightforwardness? Okay, next. Right, so you have the Shemini Kiyam. I'm sorry, the Shemini Nida, and then you have the 11th. So it's 7-11, you have a pattern. And during the 11 days, I'm not going to go through the halachas. You all know the halachas of Zavon, and those 11 days, okay? Tani Reb Haishia, Marbo Adam Dagan B'Tevin, Umarim Alav, L'Pachman Amaisha. So here's a rule like this. The rule is that once the Dagan is Raya Pneha Bayis, so that's the Gemar of the halach of the Dagan, and you can no longer eat it, even Derech Harai. But that's only if you had Digun, you had which is Miruach, outside. So what they would do is they would make a pile, then they would take the dog in into the house. If it went into the house through the regular door, it was right up the abayas. At that point, it's nigmar malakto completely, and you cannot eat it derech arai. Now, for feeding your animal, an animal's eating is always considered achilas arai, okay? So if achilas arai is mutter, you can feed your dog. This halacha is that sometimes a person could he's doing a shtickle haroma. He's mixing grain and straw, and he's going to exempt the grain from the requirements of maestros by doing what? What exactly does he do again? One second. What did he do exactly? I forgot.
He left the straw piece on top.
He brings the mixture into his house before he starts with screen. Yeah. So he didn't. So what he's doing is he skipped the miruach. But essentially what's happening here is he skipped the miruach process. The miruach process is you've got your grain separated from the straw. Here he didn't do that outside. So if you skip that digun process on the outside, you went straight to Roa Pnei Habayis. In that case, it's still going to be considered. And I was trying to remember what I read. That's the Pashut HaHalacha that you won't be involved in. Yeah, very good. Okay, next. Avdan Shal L'Rebbe, Kamamalas B'Kaidish. This is another one which is interesting. So he said, he asked him a question. How many miles are there by Kaidish? In other words, you have Nava Toma, Rishon Toma, Sheni Toma, Shlishi Toma, and Revi. So when do you have? No, these are Madregas in Tuma. So he says, how many miles are there in Kaidish? So by Kaidish, you go up to four. In other words, by Kachim, if you have a Shlishi, it can pass before the Ravi if it touches the Ravi. By Truma, common laws by Truma, so by Truma, the most you have is three. A Shani can make a Shlishi, meaning it can make it disqualify the Truma at the third level, but once you're at the third level, you don't go beyond that by Tumah. If the Shlishi touches a fourth object by Truma, it does not disqualify it. And that's once he heard four and three, that was straightforward. Hukamamasi then got up himself. Okay? This pasuk never should leave your mouth. What's the pasuk? Hashem swallows him. This pasuk. And then Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bob, and Rabbi Avu B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan says V'chavraya, and some of the Farshim explain, and it's friend pasuk, meaning the pasuk that's right next to it. And Noitzvay Asriyav M'Tech Bof, right? So those psukim are like a skula, and Hashem Asriyav M'Lachim Kareinu would obviously, you know, saying the three of those three psukim would be like a shtick. Would be a shtickle segula. Apparently, this is a shtickle segula. I think he quotes that somewhere. He says that this is a segula to say these three psukim. I forget where I saw it. It's in actually several places. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's in several places in the Davening. And anyway, this is this for some reason this is a special segula.
I think it's only the first two.
Only the first two, not the third one.
Yeah.
He brings the Mabit, or the Sefer called Beis Elokim. So he brings the Mabit, says in Beis Elokim, Shana Tefila, this is an effective formula in times of tribulation. So apparently this is good to know for as a scholar. And as a result of, it seems to me, Hashem Hoshea Malach and Eben Koreinu is the pasuk that says Hashem will send us a Yeshua. But whatever, it doesn't matter whether you're going to quote it or not going to quote it. It's up to you. If it's too much for you to say those four words, leave it to me, okay? Of Chizkiya B'Shem Rebavu, he said you should say the following prayer constantly. Irrepressible, difficult, evil times, hakoshos haros, hayotzos, which go forth, hamextractos lov lov. Okay. Another field. Now it says, Ainon the Spalom until covered a race. Rabishum Levi Omer, Shaklashim Bahadras Kaidesh. It says Bahadras Kaidesh. So we read it Bahairodas Kaidesh. It's like it says, in awe. In awe. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina says, it was Hashem B'yir V'gila B'rodah. Again, you do Avoida and you do trepidation. Amar Bachel, Kshav Yomu Ado Tegila. When Hashem will eventually bring the punishment on the world, then you'll rejoice. That'll be the time of the Mashiach, right? Now, it says that they paused for an hour. The Gemara discusses this. Amar Bishov and Levi, Zashu Amino Mispal Shach Leishav Shtei Yeshivas. Someone who davens has to sit twice. Once he should sit Achlo Yispal before he davens, Va'achas Misha Yispal once after he finishes davening. So that we said that already in the Shulchan Aruch. I quoted it for you. The before is to get the right frame of mind. And the one after is to show that the tefillah was not a burden on you. Actually, Yispal Ashrei Yoshev Yisechle, you say Ashrei. So after they sit, then in other words, first sit, and then Od Yehalu Hasela. Stands to reason. Va'achas Misha Yispal, and once after you begin to daven, Af Tzadike Yodul Shmechle, Yeshu Yisram Espanecho. What? They say the positive. Really? I didn't know that. Interesting. So they have a positive descent to show that you should linger. So the Gemara asked what we asked before. When do they do Torah and when do they do Malacha?
So through the fact that they were Hasidim, they had this bracha in everything they did. Okay, we'll stop here. I just wanted to mention two things. So this is the second time we see, and Joey, I think we talked about this also earlier, that you see that when it comes to learning, that it is not the quantity of time you're spending in learning that the Gemara is really focused on. The Gemara says that on the day that they were Hasidim, there was a bracha in their learning, meaning that they were able to hop what it is they were learning in a quicker way, and that was apparently adequate. Okay, so even though they weren't learning 24 hours a day, they were learning, 12 hours a day, but that was adequate enough, right, for them. I'm just saying, you see, the Gemara measures it by how the Gemara is measuring Hatzlacha and learning based on your comprehension. That's one point I wanted to say. The other thing I just wanted to mention to you is that I just, what we've been doing, we've been learning quite a bit of halacha l'maisa. A lot of it is from the Yerushalmi. And I just wanted to tell you my latest search. So the Be'er HaGoyla, which is the sign of the Shulchan Aruch, where it references where the halacha comes from. So I just did a search to find out how many times does he have the word Yerushalmi in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Be'er HaGoyla. The answer is 263 times total in the whole Shulchan Aruch, 62 times in Aruch Chaim. How about in the Hagdois HaGra? 624 times in Shulchan Aruch, 247 times in Aruch Chaim. Just anybody that says that Yerushalmi is not halacha l'maisa, you tell them,
learn it.
Go fly a kite.